Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 21 of Luke chapter 2. And when 8 days were completed, so that it was time for his circumcision, he was also named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days for their purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what has been stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young doves. And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him in his arms and blessed God and said, "Now, Lord, you are letting your bondservant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all the peoples, a light for revelation for the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." And his father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and as a sign to be opposed, and a sword will pierce your own soul, to the end that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed."
We are pretty impatient these days. If you don't agree, just think about the last time you warmed up a meal in the microwave. Did you calmly wait during those few minutes? Or did you stand there tapping your fingers and sighing in exasperation? No wonder Scripture includes so many examples of godly patience. Time and again, the Heavenly Father made promises to His children, only to have them wait years, sometimes decades, for the promise to be fulfilled. However, the result of that patience was always blessing. Consider how long Simeon waited to see Christ, to hold the infant Jesus in his arms and prophesy over him. For many decades he kept watch, holding firmly to the promise that he would not die before he beheld the Savior. Imagine waiting day after day for such an amazing blessing. Some people might have found it challenging to continue believing the promise, but Simeon didn't falter, and his reward was indeed great. Shortcuts rarely lead those of us who are believers to where God wants us to be. The long road, however, has been taken by countless faithful servants. So if you're waiting on the Lord today, be encouraged, because you're in good company.